This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you dial toll free to bring up whatever you want as we launch into the third hour of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype in here at username lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Vincent, you've been telling us about some corporation that apparently is an incubator that they want to test out universal basic income. And they somehow believe that they're going to be able to gather some sort of useful information by just giving people $1,000 a month in a study that will involve 3,000 recipients and also a control group, which for some reason will receive $50 per month.
I think it's $50. It's just to track them.
Okay. Well, anyway, so there was more that you were telling us about this. My position is that this is not going to be useful information because you're not studying universal basic income. You're just looking at how people handle their money and asking the question of, if people are given an extra $1,000 worth of income every month, will their money handling habits change? And my answer is no. No, they won't. They're going to continue to spend money on the things they spend money on, or if they're savers, they're going to save that money, or they're investor types, they're going to invest it, or a combination of those things, or whatever. It's going to make their lives more comfortable. But ultimately, that's not something that will be holding true in a situation with universal basic income. So, of course, everybody is going to laud this program. The 3,000 people that receive the $1,000 a month are going to be really appreciative of that. And they're going to be like, yeah, right, I could really get behind this universal basic income thing.
Yeah, this is a great idea. My life is significantly better after getting $1,000 free every month for the last 3 years.
But the difference is, if it were actually universal basic income, that $1,000 a month, or whatever the amount would be going to every single person in a given landmass, you know, that particular government who's issuing those checks would have dominion over, which means that they would likely be printing that money from thin air, inflating the money supply, which means that the money that the people have will buy less, yep. And so therefore the $1,000 is basically a wash once everything's all said and done.
When everyone has $1,000, then no one will have $1,000.
Right, then $1,000 isn't worth anything anymore at that point.
Right, you used to be able to go to the store and buy candy with a penny. Now you can't go to the store and buy candy with a dollar. And that just goes to show that the more the money the government makes, the less value that money has.
Right, and a basic understanding of the, you know, how government...
That's why this whole system thing won't work.
The UBI thing?
By Y Combinator, is to give any information. It doesn't give any information because, yes, if you give 3,000 or 500 people, what was the number?
3,000 people.
3,000 people, $1,000 a month. Yes, those people's lives will be better. Yes, those people's lives will be better. Let me say it again. Yes, those people's lives will be better. And yes, they'll tell you that, and yes, they'll answer that their lives are better. But if you give everybody $1,000, then that you have to print, you have to get the value from somewhere, and it's not backed by gold, people.
Right.
You get the, and when they just make more money and they give it to these people, then no. And over time, it devalues the currency.
It's not
economically
sound.
Especially if you don't have some kind of diminishment in spending elsewhere. This is going to be, just do the math. It doesn't take long. There's 300 million people in the United States. If you give them $1,000 every month, that's $12,000 a year times 300 million people. You got a big old number. Right now we're taking in, as far as revenue goes, I think it's $15 trillion a year is the GDP. That's
3.6 trillion dollars.
So you're talking about something like a 20% of the GDP that's going to go out. That's, you know, you might as well go fighting wars for that kind of money. Now, it's a better use of, look, if I got to trade, you know, 1 year of this is just 1 year, mind you. It's just 1 year, and the war in Iraq didn't cost that. Mm-hmm. But if I got to trade this for 1 year for the war in Iraq, yes, I would take the you know, the basic income thing.
It's a period up to 5 years.
Well,
in this case,
yeah, that's the Y Combinator test. But I'm talking about
the whole country.
Oh, I'm so correct.
He's saying if the whole United States, if everybody received $1,000 a month from the federal government. According to my quick, you know, calculation here, that should be $3.6 trillion per year in costs of, you know, what it would cost to administer that program. And that doesn't include paying all the bureaucrats that you'd have to hire to, you know, that's just a flat cash out to right. the people. So, you know, call it $3.6 trillion minimum to do a year's worth of this. And you said the current budget is how much?
GDP.
Or GDP is?
The GDP, I think, is around 15. I'd have to look it up exactly.
What's the budget for the federal government? Is it $3.6 trillion?
I think it's... I have to look.
Yeah,
I'm just curious. All this, like, what, $20 trillion in debt, and the people behind this, I imagine, you know, I don't want to accuse, they know all of this, and you know, this is just a fluff piece. It's propaganda because
it's propaganda for the UBI.
Yeah, and yeah. they want it to give the government even more control over people's
fiscal
lives.
Year 2015 federal budget was $3.8 trillion.
Yeah,
you're talking about doubling the federal budget.
Yeah, $3 trillion, but like, you know, the purpose of the universal basic income when it was pitched. Was you get rid of all the social programs besides this, and you just mm-hmm. give the people the money, and they make decisions, and then, you know, you get decisions in the marketplace, and decisions in the marketplace are good. And so you'd be able to cut a great deal of the government spending out by replacing it with this UBI. My contention is that watch out, because the devil, she's in the details.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is this universal basic income is going to go on top, because what they're going to say is robots are going to take our jobs, and then what are you going to do, huh? We got to get ready for robots.
Oh yeah, all of this is based on fear. I mean, that's clue number one. That you should be very, very cautious when approaching this idea. Whenever somebody's selling something to you based on the fear of what might happen, you're going to lose your job. You need the government to take care of you. And that not only puts the idea of kind of the fear of the future into people's heads, but, you know, makes them feel perhaps impotent, like that they aren't going to be able to cut it, that they're going to be replaced by robots, that, you know, there's nothing worth living for except for this $1,000 check. I just think this is a depressing kind of view of what the future is going to be. And I don't think it's going to necessarily, I don't think it has to be that way. I mean, we've certainly seen examples of how industries have been roboticized or automated or whatever.
Sure, but we've also seen the people in those industries go and get jobs elsewhere.
In some other place.
And right, lower cost of living, too.
Because yeah. humans always come up with new ideas. I mean, the existing wealth that we have on Earth right now won't be the same in 10 years. We'll have the existing wealth plus all the new wealth that gets created. As long as the government doesn't physically stop you through taxing or regulations or actual arrests from creating that wealth, then you'll be able to innovate. You'll be able to bring new things into existence, including new jobs, new industries that nobody's ever thought of before, that no doubt we're going to see automation be a part of a lot of these things. But that doesn't mean there won't be roles for human beings in the future. I just think it's just such a dismal view of the way things could be.
Looking here, the GDP is a $19 trillion, so it's less than the debt, which is you know, that's the tolling of the bell.
Mm-hmm.
When you're making less than you owe, that's bad. Imagine what you make per year, and then imagine having a debt larger than that. You're in big trouble.
That's bad.
And I see it as more. You see it as dismal. I see it as nefarious because someone said, you know. Anything the government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take it all away. So I see a future where, in order, you know, people get hooked on this, right? And then they start putting in like credits or little caveats. They say, oh, well, you'll get this amount, the full amount, if you drive an electric car or live in a Section 8 housing and give away all your guns.
Be a good little government.
Yeah,
slave.
Get your vaccines and everything.
Totally, they would do that.
I don't think they could last that long, frankly. But, you know, as they keep spending, growth is going to diminish. diminish. As growth diminishes, the wealthy are going to chase growth elsewhere. Those wealthy are going to move. You're going to find places where they want to be that aren't, you know, Rodeo Drive and Fifth Avenue. And, you know, once the wealthy go, then you're done.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us here on the radio and take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I think the fiction is easier because the stories kind of tell themselves because of what I do. Now, if I didn't do what I did for a living and I said, well, let me imagine what happens with a whistleblower. Let me imagine what happens when a pharmaceutical company kills people with a dangerous pharmaceutical. Let me imagine what happens when a mega corporation pollutes an entire waterway for 300,000 people. Let me imagine that. It's tough to imagine, but it's very easy to write when you're actually in the middle of that and you're experiencing what's happening firsthand. When you write a fiction book and it's based on reality, it just seems to very often write itself.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller Law and Disorder comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Degas Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold. Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Ready for your free money? Universal Basic Income's gonna make everybody's life so much better. You won't have to work. You'll just get a check every month from the government.
I don't have to get a second mortgage for my house to go to the Eagles games.
It's like magic. It'll just make your life so much better. How come they're not doing this already?
I mean, if the idea of giving the government, having them give out $1,000 checks or whatever to every single person in the country is such a good idea, why wait? Why do we need to wait until the machines take over? Because that's what the purported reason is for all this, is the machines are going to take your jobs and you're going to need something to live off of, so you'll live off the government is the idea. Well, if it's such a great idea, why not go ahead and implement it now?
Because
there's no economics behind this. This is a crazy, not only wealth redistribution program, but money inflation program is all it really is. Well, it's designed to make people think that the government's doing something for them, when in reality it's actually just destroying people's existing wealth that they've already created for themselves.
Are you trying to imply that the government needs sound economic reasoning before implementing anything?
No, but well, it would be nice.
Hold on, Ian. So, you say there's no economics behind it. I will go ahead.
Mickey Mouse economics.
Well, I'll go ahead and say this. The Federal Reserve is going to create money, right?
They sure are, yep.
Yep. Especially, let's use the period between, I think it was 2005, 2008, when we had the Great Recession.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They created a lot of money.
Right, and gave it to the banks.
Trillions and trillions of
car
money.
Car companies.
Yeah. What would have happened if instead of giving the money to the banks, who didn't need it, really, they didn't. They just held it in as deposits. They didn't loan it out. They didn't do banking business with it. They just held it. If they hadn't have given that money to the banks, but instead just given it to the bottom, 50% of earners in the U.S., that's a lot of money, and I'd have to look it up to see how much exactly they gave away during the...
It'd be even worse. It'd make people love the government.
Well, it would insert the money into the marketplace and would have added to the velocity of money, which is what they claimed they really wanted to do, and banks weren't doing it. They would have been able to put far less into the economy and give it the old jolt. You know, the clear... That instead of giving it to the banks who just held it.
Mm-hmm.
So is there economic sense to this if it's implemented properly? But what's the chances of that happening?
How would it be properly implemented?
I just told
you
how
about
it would be
printing out money.
Properly implemented.
There's
you
no proper
claim,
in printing out money.
That's
stealing.
It's a straight up heist, man. It's not proper.
That's right. Hold on. You just said economics. You didn't say morality.
Well, I'm also concerned about morality as well.
Okay. So morality
but, yeah, you print out money and you're stealing from people.
Well,
it's devaluing what they have in the bank.
I don't think that's true. If you play a game and that game includes inflation, whether you know about it at some point or another, you've been informed about it.
Am I allowed to inflate something? Am I allowed to have a printing press?
It's not a fair game.
How many
but
people have been informed?
But you continue to use the dollar,
I'm
don't
sorry,
you?
But that's, no. People have not been informed about inflation.
Have you?
They've been lied to about
have
inflation.
You?
I learned about
then
it later on.
Then why do you continue using the dollar?
I try not to. I use Bitcoin
but
as often as possible.
But you do use the dollar, do you not? Why
it's
do you
much
use
a
the dollar when they inflate? It.
It's a requirement in many bills that you have to pay.
You can't claim that Keynesian economics doesn't have its value. It does. It works.
We're living in a giant bubble economy, man.
Fine.
It's going to collapse eventually. It's going to be a disaster. It's going to kill
right.
so many
it
people, man.
It works for the politically
Absolutely.
Connected.
Yeah.
It works for them.
It works for a lot of people for a long time.
It hurts other people. When inflation happens, that's the money. See, what they taught me in school was a lie. They said that inflation was an increase in prices, and that's
well,
not
that's
true.
Well, that's price inflation.
Well, they taught me it was good. Inflation was good because more poor people get money.
Inflation is an increase in the money supply, which devalues, as Vincent pointed out, devalues the any amount of savings that the people out there in the economy have. And the average person, if they went to government school, was not taught what inflation is.
You weren't taught that in private school either.
Well, whatever. People don't know what inflation is, so you can't go out there and claim that people are knowingly participating in this scam economy out there.
We've been on the air for, 15 years now?
We're only heard by a small fraction of the American population.
A small fraction of the American population, but we've been on for a long time. I'll bet you the percentages get into, you know, the mid-single digits of people who have heard Free Talk Live. Now, obviously, not every minute of every day are we talking about inflation,
nope.
But...
Maybe not even once a week.
I mean, if you've made it to 50 years old... And you haven't investigated this? Maybe there's a certain responsibility you've got.
No, that's you're scamming people. I mean, to defend the Federal Reserve.
I'm not defending the Federal Reserve. I'm pointing out that the vast majority of Americans would rather stick their heads in the
sand.
Just
because people are ignorant doesn't make it okay to steal from them.
Yeah, it does make it when they're willfully ignorant.
It's not okay to steal from people.
If you continually, over and over, make fun of people who talk to you about this stuff.
Hold on. If I go in to an old lady's house, like, you know, my grandparents, they got Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever, and I tell them that I'm going to help them, you know, with whatever, you know, they need their driveway painted or something like that, and I have them cut me a check for the entire balance of their checking account in order to do that job, just because they're ignorant of what's going on doesn't make it okay, it doesn't make it less of a scam, it doesn't make it moral. I can't believe you're defending the Federal Reserve printing money here. Is that what you're doing?
Look, the game is laid out.
This is not a game. This is a serious
scam.
Oh,
it's a game. It's a game.
You're talking about people's lives here.
They've been playing this game for longer than anybody who's listening to me has been alive, and they don't take responsibility. They will not take responsibility.
So stop defending them.
Who's they? Who's the they?
The people listening to me, the vast majority of whom will not take responsibility.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Federal Reserve.
People will call in here and say, well, what's the point of Bitcoin?
Well, yeah, they're new to it. It's a new idea.
Yeah, well, you know, if you
heard not everybody
this,
has all day long to sit and read a bunch of economics books or articles or whatever that you spend your time on. The average person is busy. They're trying to make ends meet. They're trying to get the bills paid. They're trying to put food on the table. They're trying to, you know, live their lives and take care of their families and take care of themselves. I don't blame anybody for wanting to not pay attention to what's going on in Washington, D.C. For the most part, what they do in D.C. is irrelevant to people's lives as far as going to work and getting those things done. Now, we know that the government is taxing people. We know that they're hurting people. We know their regulations are driving down the economy.
Taxation's easy. You can say that taking something from somebody by force, if you're not the government, stealing, right?
Taking by fraud is also stealing.
Taking by fraud is, but it's not like this is a secret anymore. Ron Paul told you people in 2008, and you called him quixotic. Ron Paul told you in 2012, and you applauded when he was cheated out at the Republican convention. Rand Paul gets up there and ends up dropping out before 2016.
Not everybody pays attention to the presidential election, dude.
But a lot of people do. And when you talk to people about Ron Paul, crazy is one of the words that they throw out there.
Look,
if you keep on insulting the people that are coming to tell you the truth, then screw you. I hope you get robbed.
Wow, that's really that's a really cynical, negative viewpoint. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I don't think that's persuasive in any way, shape, or form. There's more on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves.
Keep your heads in the sand.
This is Free Talk Live.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype on in here. It's Skype username LRN.FM, talking about the so-called universal basic income, a terrible idea that is only going to inflate the money supply and give people the false feeling or illusion that the government is helping them out somehow with a $1,000 a month check or whatever arbitrary amount they end up deciding on if this program ever goes forward. Hopefully it won't, but I understand why some people seem to be attracted to it, because who doesn't want free money? Unfortunately, there are some consequences to printing out money, and usually that involves prices going up. So if you're getting a bunch of money, then the price of everything you buy jumps up by twice or however much it would jump up over time, then you really haven't gotten anything, have you?
If you create twice as much money, necessarily prices must double in order for that money to make sense in the marketplace.
It's more money chasing the same amount of goods, basically.
Right. And your savings degrade.
Yeah, wealth isn't greenbacks.
Correct.
Wealth is the thing that things that greenbacks buy. And so if you create more quantifications of wealth, that's what greenbacks are, just a way to count wealth.
Mm-hmm.
If you create more of that, then it's going to devalue the wealth itself.
Right. You have to count it twice as much for the same amount of wealth.
Sure.
So
it's like taking a pizza pie. You can cut it into four big slices. You can cut it into 8 medium-sized slices. You can cut it into 16 little many slices.
But now you have more slices.
Right. You have more slices, but you don't have more pie.
Right. Now, that's not to say that wealth is finite. I think this is another important point.
But it's not created by banks.
Right. That's a good your pizza pie example is a good representation of increasing the money supply and what that does. But wealth itself does increase over time if unfettered, if the market is allowed to innovate, if, you know, people are allowed to create new wealth. And, you know, in order to do that, you generally have to take existing wealth and combine it with new ideas or natural resources, and or take your ideas and combine them with natural resources in ways that have not been done previously. And that's what innovation is all about. So people are free to innovate. If people are free to start businesses, then wealth increases over time. If there are restrictive government regulations, wealth will increase perhaps, but slower than it otherwise might. Or if the government is completely totalitarian, you will not see any wealth increases, and may even see a wealth decrease if, you know, it's a total crackdown and, you know, they're murdering people and stealing property left and right. So, because wealth in the hands of government bureaucrats ends up being wasted, and so just set it on fire.
We don't know the level of government regulation that is optimal for, Ian knows.
Yes.
Thank goodness Ian knows, the guy who doesn't spend the time reading those economic tomes that he just...
Why would government regulation be optimal in any way, shape, or form? It impedes the marketplace.
So that's, you're using reason. You don't have empirical data. You need to be able to do...
data are you going to show me that government regulation...
I don't know. You need to find me a place that has no government regulation.
I'm not finding you anything.
All right.
Well, there hasn't been, because no government allows it.
Indeed. That's why we don't know.
I can tell you.
And we won't be allowed to test it.
If the government is regulating, that means they are stopping. A regulation is the government saying, no, you cannot, unless you beg for permission or send us a bunch of money and supplicate yourself to us. That's not, that
I'm
doesn't
not too
create
worried
wealth.
About the regulation that you know, construction workers have to wear hard hats. You know, like that's probably not
Yeah, but insurance companies will require that anyway.
What's the difference between a regulation and an insurance company?
The difference is regulations are forced upon people, and insurance companies are not forced upon people.
We were talking about efficiency. We're not talking about morality. When you make statements, blanket statements, you need to be clear. And all
I'm clear. Government regulations get in the way of business getting done.
Yeah. Well,
that's not to say that insurance
policies falling on people's heads.
That's not to say that insurance policies don't get in the way as well in certain cases.
Sure.
But at least then it's an option that people can choose to engage in. If you want to build a house without insurance and, you know, do your own wiring or whatever and take those risks, I think you should be free to do that.
Yeah, I think you should too, but I think that I think that the marketplace is going to need to become more educated on when they ask questions about houses. I've bought houses and I've never asked, do you have a certification that this wiring is up to code? And I've never said that.
Yeah.
And it's just my presumption that any wiring with which I am dealing with is at code level when it was created.
It's not a safe presumption, especially when you're dealing with
houses
like this.
Where are you
going to
get a certification, though?
I don't know. There's probably electricians out there.
This house was built in 1890. What expectation for would you have that the wiring would be at a particular year of code?
I wouldn't.
I mean, I've been down in the basement in this house, and the wiring is exposed.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You can't have an expectation like that.
And you'd have to...
Well, you need an expert to look at it.
Yeah, you'd ask for a realtor or whatever company, and if a company is, you know, selling houses with faulty wiring, then no one will hire them. Word will get around.
Yeah, most people are going to want to have good wiring because they don't want the house to catch on fire while they're in it. And they do want insurance on their home, and the insurer's not going to insure a dangerous house. And that's why there are home inspections and things like that, that people can voluntarily get. But anyway, Vincent, you had a little bit more you wanted to share from this universal basic income pitch piece, which is essentially what this company, Y Combinator, or whatever they're called, is doing. They're basically trying to do a PR pitch for the idea of giving away money to people, and the way they're doing that is they're going to give away money to people, and then they're going to report back about how much better people's lives are. So look at this. We did it with 3,000 people. Now we just have to make it 300 million people, and everybody's going to... No one's going to have to work again, is what they would like you to believe. It's ridiculous. So, was there more?
Yes. Silicon Valley is certainly being vocal when it comes to UBI. The likes of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk have shared their support for the idea, along with others.
So libertarian Elon Musk, right?
You mean the libertarian who gets all these government contracts for stuff that explodes and doesn't work?
Fraud.
Despite this support, however, UBI isn't the kind of policy that can be put into place without extensive testing. Other trials are already in the works in countries like Scotland, Canada, and Finland. And unlike Y Combinator study, those projects have government support.
Hmm.
With millions of people at risk of unemployment due to advancing technology,
fear, yes.
Any and all potential solutions to keep these people above a poverty line are worth considering.
Yep. All right, and this was from Futurist?
Future or something or other? Futurism.com.
Futurism.com. Yeah, I don't think these are worth considering at all. Wealth redistribution programs, massive giveaway programs. And this is ultimately a fraction of the idea of the... Remember the... The fair tax was what they called it. The fair tax had this built into it. The fair tax people wanted to give away a paycheck to every single person in the United States, and what they called it was a prebate.
Yep.
And the idea was that they were the fair tax, which was the proposal to replace the income tax with a flat tax of only 27% or something ridiculous like that at the retail level, where the federal government would have its own sales tax. The idea was that, well, since everybody's going to be spending money in monthly, then we could just give people a baseline that they could just spend and not have to worry about the taxes, because it'd be free money, was my understanding of it. And this is essentially same program.
Or you could tax people less.
The notion with the prebate was that, the first, say, if you make $30,000 a year versus if you make $300,000 a year, that the taxes of, say, I think 20% on whatever you buy, so like a 20% sales tax,
mm-hmm.
is going to hit you harder than taxes, the $300,000 earner.
Yeah.
And so the idea was to give the $30,000 earner something back so that they would then not be hit by these taxes as hard. That was that's the window dressing. Yeah. I would step a little bit farther and say that it's the government attempting to track everybody with a little carrot. Here's your check for $600 every month. You got to tell us where you live, though.
Right.
And they just want to know the information. We want your Social Security number. We need your address. We need all this stuff. Write in the little, little file together, and we want to know that
information. Make sure you log in with your Facebook account, since now apparently Zuckerberg's getting behind this.
Can't get your check without the written scan.
There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I got a robot story coming up.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
If you have unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-908-4758. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay. Don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-908-4758. 800-908-4758. That's 800-908-4758. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain, enough time for you. If you dial in now, we'll try to get you in here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
To the phones, to the fun. Just want to also remind you about freetalklive.com, where you can help support the show through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is very simple. You send $5 a month into Free Talk Live via credit card, via Bitcoin, via PayPal, and we will take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new internet listeners on board as well. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. We've got new AMP goals. So instead of trying to reach a goal that we never even came close to, which used to be a $10,000 a month goal, we're shooting for $3,000 a month now. And we're kind of hovering at around 27. We'd gone past 2,800, but then unfortunately we lost a few amplifiers, as tends to happen, and a couple of them were platinums because some people just, they run out of money or they lose a job and they got to cut back. So life happens, and we understand that. We appreciate anybody who supported us, including James from Arizona, who is our newest amplifier. Believe it or not, he actually gave $5 a month starting this month to Free Talk Live, and there was some debate over whether or not that we should accept it, and I decided I wanted to go the Ron Paul route. If you remember when Ron Paul was in hot water for accepting money from white supremacists, he pointed out, hey, look, I'm going to do the right thing with this money rather than what they might have done with it. So he wasn't embarrassed to accept that. I'm not embarrassed to accept James's money, but that does mean that he does need to get the perks. So despite the objections of some of our amplifiers, James Witt is currently in the AMP only Facebook group, which is providing for some entertainment, I think, for some.
Some people are enjoying it, yeah.
He hasn't been that bad. I expected him to go through like the past 100 posts and insulting everyone, but
he seems to be staying on the one post so far.
His containment post.
I don't know how long that will be the case. But anyway, yeah, anybody can AMP the show, even people who have been banned from calling it, apparently. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can support Free Talk Live.
And you can get added to the Facebook group and you can interact with James from Arizona.
Or you can block him if you don't want to see him.
Sure.
So anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. We got EJ calling from Clarksburg, West Virginia, listening online. Hello, EJ.
Hey, and thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have one question about the universal basic income that's being talked about tonight. Is this supposed to be replacing people's normal incomes, or is it meant to be a supplementary type income that the government would provide?
Right. So that's what the universal basic income, when it was purported by Friedman, was proposed as. So this was, he called it the negative income tax. And the idea was is that all government services would be discontinued and that poor people would get, or, you know, everybody or whatever, some kind of basic income amount that you would get. So whatever that might be. And, you know, that is interesting from an economic standpoint, because then you'll see what people, what kind of decisions people make in the marketplace, and people who make poor decisions will serve as an example to those who, you know,
would otherwise... But we can already see that. We don't need universal basic income.
Oh, you don't have any clue what bad financial decisions actually do to somebody at this point.
Sure, I've seen all kinds of people with bad financial decisions and how that affects their lives. I just cleaned out a house full of bad financial decisions.
Yeah, I'm afraid that the average person, you know, says to themselves, they can, you know, if worse comes to worst, they always have the social safety net to fall back on. That wouldn't happen with universal basic income if it was, or at least the negative income taxes purported by Friedman, Milton Friedman.
Ain't going to build the program.
No, that's the real problem here, is the devil being in the details.
It's still a it still would be a problem even if he did, because it's still wealth redistribution and inflation. But, EJ, it is, as I understand it, intended to replace a job for people, for because they're selling it to people on the idea of, oh, well, you're going to lose your job. So if we just give you $1,000 a month, you'll get to eat and you can just sit around your house all day long.
Yeah, the problem I see with that is that it completely de-incentivizes anybody to do anything meaningful with their lives.
Sure,
I mean,
does.
I don't understand how people don't see that. People who advocate,
well, they've read too many dystopian graphic novels. That's why they think that humans are going to become obsolete because robots will do everything. And it's true that AI is getting better and better at a lot of different things, but what we've seen so far with automation, you know, all kinds of automation, is we've seen the marketplace grow and that people find new jobs and new valuable things to do. Now, maybe sometimes those jobs aren't as good as they used to be. Maybe the candlestick maker made more money making candlesticks than he did when he had to go and, I don't know, put filaments in light bulbs, or whatever it might be. Or maybe he didn't. I don't know, but... And people found jobs in the marketplace.
Well,
currently, unemployment is, you know, at record lows right now. That doesn't mean that, you know, that doesn't mean that 40% of people, adults, are working, because they're not.
Look, EJ, you're absolutely right. Of course this is going to disincentivize work. That's, you know, it's going to be attractive to the people who don't want to work. I mean, think about all those people who don't want to have to go to a job or whatever. They're going to see this, and they're going to be like, bring it on, $1,000 a month. That is awesome. I can sit around and get high and eat, you know, junk food all day long, eat cans of beans and smoke crack cocaine or whatever it is, and, you know, they're going to love it. That's what people, you know, lazy people want, right?
Completely at the cost of the government knowing everything that you do and having control over every aspect of your life.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's, of course, going to be a cost.
Yeah, there's always the cost.
Called the sheeple for a reason.
But this is going to be attractive to people, because I think, you know, like you've said before, Mark, people respond to incentives. And unfortunately, there are going to be people who might be productive now, but would prefer to not be. You know, I mean, some people would want to sit around and play PlayStation 4 all day long.
Oh, it doesn't sound terrible. Absolutely. I would love to do that, but I don't know. It doesn't seem right to me. It seems like, and I know we were talking about morality earlier, but like, And I don't really want to go down that road if I can avoid it. But, I mean, it seems like I was raised in an environment where you had a work ethic and you were proud at the end of the day of the work that you did.
Right.
And so for my, I do not understand the mentality of people.
It makes the leisure, from our perspective, for people who like to work, it makes whatever leisure time we have more enjoyable, because it's more unique, it's more special, you earned it, you know, you got to a certain level and you now, you know, you take a little vacation or take a break, whereas these people are going to be on vacation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long. Woo!
It's not like a cruise with all-you-can-eat buffets, though. They're going to be pretty poor.
And most other people were raised by, you know, in daycares or in public schools where basically they're taught to be complacent.
Mm-hmm. I think that it comes from sort of a Calvinist upbringing, and, you know, Calvinism has a deep-rooted, you know, role here in the U.S., and, yeah, people do feel a great deal of sort of attachment from a moral standpoint, from a meaning in their life that comes from their job, but, you know, further than that, if you work hard in America and you make good financial decisions, or at least, you know, pretty good financial decisions. You don't make stupid financial decisions over and over again. The idea is that your life's going to get better and better over time. Handing out a universal basic income, your life isn't going to get better. You're going to be the same bum you were 5 years ago.
EJ, any other thoughts?
Oh, no. Although I will tip of the hat to you for mentioning Calvinism. I actually kind of am one. You know, this is kind of one of the things, like, I take great pride in my work as an act of worship, but I understand that the listeners have mixed ideologies about that kind of thing, so I won't get too much into that.
Thank you, EJ, for your call. You can call about that another night.
I think it's one of the things that made America great.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to David. He's on the line, I think, in North Carolina. David, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype. David in North Carolina. Or David somewhere. David going once. David going twice. With that, we go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I want to mention that we are having a polar change, you know, the switch. So, you know, we're going to see the continent of Atlantis, Lemuria, and Mu. It's all going to resurface like Edgar Casey has said. Edgar Casey said that all the
wasn't
the
he a fraud?
He was a sleeping prophet. He prophesied it was going to resurface. So when the polarity switches finally, all of the islands were going to be pushed back up because the water is going to be changed. All the water. So Florida will be underwater. Like you said, it used to be underwater. It will be going underwater, and so is California.
Well, I wish we had time for all of this nonsense tonight, Sarah, but unfortunately,
I hope I get some warnings so I get my boat out.
We don't appreciate the call, but yeah, Edgar Casey is, you know, basically a huckster. He was a so-called psychic.
If Coast to Coast was around back then, he would have been banned.
Can he make the table float?
I think he was one of those guys, yeah.
Give blood, people. Give blood.
See you tomorrow.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.